by Tom Milligan, and he's also going to be taking requests, so he may do a lot more than two songs. Then Brother Hank will come up with a couple of songs. Prayer by Brother Bob Bourne, two songs from Greg Newton, if he arrives. And invitation tonight is going to be by Hank Davis. An invitation song, Trey Freeman. Closing prayer, Charles Hopkins Sr. for our closing prayer. Would you bow with me for a word of prayer? Our kind, loving, and ever to be adored Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee. Father, for Your love, for Your kindness, and for Your tender mercies, we offer our thanks. Father, we're thankful for everyone who's here tonight. We pray, Father, a special blessing upon them and upon those who had a desire to be here this evening but were unable. And Father, we're thankful for the church and for what it means to all of us. And Father, sometimes as we go through this life, we have problems that we think are impossible. Help us, Father, during those times to remember we can always lean on Jesus as we're leaning on the everlasting arm. Be with us tonight, Father, in this service unto Thee. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I love the Lord for It won't be very long till Would you bow with me? Dear Father, we come to you tonight with grief upon our hearts as we look about this world, the lack of sanity, the hostility, nation warring against nation, and people in our own country at war. We pray for us, dear Father, as we grieve that we will act rationally. We pray for the young people in Texas who lost their lives, for their families, for their community. And for us, dear Father, for we seem to be paralyzed. Wake us up, dear Father, to the damage that we are doing by lacking the courage to tackle the problem that needs to be taken care of. Give our young people a chance, dear Father, by working upon those who are supposed to be leaders, to touch their hearts and their brains, and to realize that the nation is in peril. And be with us, dear Father, as a congregation, that we will stand for the truth. Help us, dear Father, that we raise our young people up with spiritual hearts instead of hearts of stone. And be with us, dear Father, as we mourn the dead in our own congregation and the dead of other congregations, those that have passed. We pray, dear Father, for those who are spiritually lifeless. We pray that you restore them, dear Father, and help us all, dear Father, to realize that the church is the congregants, and we have many who have fallen away. Help them, dear Father, to realize what they missed by being away from you. Be with us, dear Father, that we may all speak boldly and courageously and stand on the word. For we ask it in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh. 969. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya.
Church. You know, it's a blessing to be able to stand before you on this Wednesday evening, to be able to give a portion of God's Word. And, you know, I told Brother Gilbert that I thought we was going to be singing all night. And he said, well, no, you still got to give an invitation. I said, oh, okay. But I did start working on something, and I said, but you know, God, you lead me. You tell me what it is that you want me to tell your people. You know, I've had the opportunity, I've been blessed to be able to speak in other churches of Christ to really understand and really be able to chew upon what God's word really means, and the fact that his word is a living word, that while we read it, we actually live it. That it's not just something that we're supposed to do on Sundays or even Wednesdays, but it is a lifestyle change. No more so than if you were to decide to go on a diet, or if you had some sort of physical ailment and you had to take your medications all the time to survive. This is what it is with God's word. God's word is such that you must be able to live it on a daily basis. And while sometimes it's hard, while if you're on medication, sometimes you might miss a day here, you might miss a day there, and you may not feel like yourself. Same thing with God's word. If you don't live it every day, you're not going to feel like yourself. You know, when I was studying this lesson, the first thing I was thinking about was, I wanted to make it a little lighthearted, but in lieu of the things that happened over the last several days, the lesson is even more poignant than I thought it was when I first started to work on it. You know, I don't know how many of you go to the Kroger's here on Whitaker Road. One day I went in there to just get an item, and one thing about the Kroger's over there is I have been going over there so many times that I know the store in my sleep. If I wanted to know where the vegetables were, I knew where to go there. If I knew where the meat was, if I wanted to know where a can of something was. Then I get to the store the other day, and all of a sudden things were moving around, moved all over the place. And I couldn't find what I was looking for. I couldn't find what I was looking for over here. I couldn't find what I was looking for. And I got really frustrated. I got really angry. I went to one of the people there. I said, what's going on here? Oh, we're moving things around so we can make things a little bit better. I said, but I can't find what I'm looking for. How come you just couldn't keep it the way it is? They said, well, sir, if nothing changes, then nothing changes. And you have to think about it. And I thought about that a minute. And I walked off and I said, wait a minute. That makes too much sense to be that simple. If nothing changes, folks, nothing changes. That same thing is true in God's word. You have to understand that the Bible says that we are renewed by the renewing of our mind. You have to understand that Paul was once Saul, who reveled in killing Christians and persecuting Christians. But he had to change in order to be able to be that tool that God could use to bring the Gentiles close to him. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. Remember in the Old Testament, they had to give sacrifices. They had to, people would die. God would kill people on the hand. But Jesus Christ had to come. And he had to die on the cross so that we could be saved. Because if nothing changes, then nothing changes. And we have to understand that about ourselves. That we may be going through life, we may be thinking that everything is going just fine. You know, that you've got a good job, or you're living good. And everything, and all of a sudden, something that beyond your control happens. Something that you can't control, something that you have no idea, no recollection, you can't even put it into your mind how these things happen to you. And you get angry. I want to share a story with you. I know some of you know this. Several months ago, I was supposed to have been here on the church on a Wednesday night. I was working at Amazon at the time, day shift. And I went to work and did my job, thought everything was wonderful. I walk out that evening and my car is gone. Found out my car was stolen. And I was angry. Why was I angry? Because I thought I was doing what I was supposed to do. Why would this happen to me? I didn't do anything to anybody. Why would you steal my car? My car was old. You had all these new cars in the parking lot. But if nothing changes, nothing changes. Why? Because it just so happened on that same Sunday, Brother Gilbert, thank you so much, he's my agent. Brother Gilbert had asked me to preach for the first time in Dexter on that same Sunday of the Wednesday when my car was stolen. And I'm like, how am I supposed to do that? I'm angry at God. He knows I got to do all these things. Why in the world would you let this happen to me? But it wasn't about the car. It wasn't about the material thing. What's important to you? Is the car important to you? Or is God's word important to you? What's important? If nothing changes, folks, nothing changes. I had to find a place. I had to find time to pray to God in a place when I was angry. I had to praise God even though I didn't want to. This is what's important. You have to love God in spite of the situations and the circumstances in which we live. Because if nothing changes, then nothing changes. It just so happened I did the sermon that Sunday. It just so happened that I had given up. I said, God, it's in your hands. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to serve you. And it's hard. But I had to get something out of the lesson that I preached that Sunday to those people. I had to get something out of it for myself. Well, you know the rest of the story, some of you. It just so happened that God blessed me. I got my car back. It wasn't torn up and everything like that. But that's not important. What's important is you have to stay with God even when you don't want to. You have to love Him and serve Him and be that ambassador to Christ even if you don't want to, because if nothing changes, people, nothing changes. And what does that mean by that? At some point, we're not all going to be here. At some point, we're going to be judged by the Lord. And if we stayed where we were at, if we stayed in our condition, if we stayed in our circumstances, and we didn't allow God to use us for somebody else, for some other purpose, then nothing changes. And as Scripture says, you can't be lukewarm. You can't be lukewarm. You've got to be hot for God. You have to be. I don't have a prepared lesson, but I have a testimony to give you all, because you all can feel and understand that if nothing changes in your life, nothing changes. God can't work on you if you're not willing to change, if you're not willing to go where He needs to go. We can talk about things in this world all the time. We can talk about gun legislation. We can talk about mental health issues. We can talk about all kinds of things. But you know what they say, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, looking for different results. Same things about living in this world. You think you're going to do the same thing over and over again, and you're not doing what God's telling you to do, then if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you're here this evening and you're not yet a Christian, you're doing the same things that you've been doing your whole life, understand God wants you to be in His kingdom. God loves you. He's always loved you. But if you don't, but if you're not a Christian, understand that you've heard His word. All you have to do is follow the plan of salvation. You've heard His word. Believe it with all your heart. Repent of your sin. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. Confess that Jesus is Lord and be baptized, and you'll be added to the Lord's church. Not by man, but God alone adds you to His church. And if you are a Christian, and you strayed away for whatever reason, or you leaned on your own understanding, if nothing changes in your life, then nothing changes. God can work miracles. God can do a lot of things. And one other thing I want you to understand, you're not in this world by yourself. Something that happened to you may affect somebody else, may affect somebody else, may affect somebody else. I call it the butterfly effect, in which something so small can have something huge happen. And that's the way it works. We're all connected, folks. We're all connected. But we have to follow what God's telling us to do. We have to pray. We have to pray for understanding. And we have to listen to Him. Because if we don't, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And understand, if you're in need of prayer this evening, prayer works. Prayer works. So whatever your concerns this evening, whatever your needs, we ask that you make them known, come forward, stand, sit at the pew, as together we sing the song of invitation.
Again, we want to thank everyone for coming out tonight, and we also want to thank all of those who've called in on the conference call to be a part of this service. We hope that you've been lifted up and encouraged by this service. Our brother Charles Hopkins is going to dismiss us. Thank you.
Let us pray. Kind Father in heaven, we are indeed thankful unto you for allowing all of us that are assembled here tonight for this midweek singing service. Pray that each one that attended been edified with the singing. And as we were singing those songs that we were listening to them, and as we are told in your word that we teach and admonish one another whenever we do these singing. And we offer these songs up to you. Thankful for everyone that attended tonight and those that are unable to be with us that are advanced in age and have other medical problems, cannot be here. May your blessing be with them also. And also at this time, may your blessing be with the bereaved. We have Brother Gilbert and his family members. Jan also, and all of his children, and other ones that are descended from them, and those that are living in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and those that are living in other parts of the country. May your blessing be upon all of them as they being bereaved by the loss of their loved one. And Father, there are others that are unable to be here with us tonight. May your blessing be with them always also. As been stated in a prayer earlier, may your blessing be with the ones that are being bereaved out in Texas of the loss of their loved ones, and also the situation that's going on in Ukraine and all other parts of the world that people are being dealing with different problems. And we know here in this life we have these problems, and it's right that we can that look up and then and deal with them and be able to get through. And as we're about to depart, may your blessing be with each one of us until we meet again. In Christ's name we do pray, and amen.